Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The score!
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
I feel so, like, unworthy of that particular version of Happy Birthday.
That's for Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Yeah. By yes. Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
It's right.
Specifically for the king. Not for me, but yes, it's very nice of Ray and the production staff to play that. That is very, very nice.
Here's a song about Mother Teresa. Next
right,
for you.
Right. Here's all of it. But yes, this is a very uplifting version of the Happy Birthday song, too. Yeah, see, it's not for me.
Remember all that stuff you did that was just as valuable as what Martin Luther King did for society?
I do. I remember being a civil rights leader and reverend and all of those, and theologian and scholar and all that good stuff.
All that stuff.
Ivy League professor. Like all that stuff that...
FBI's got a big old file on you,
well,
man.
That I would not be surprised about. but yes, that. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that. The voices that you hear are those of Parkins and Spiegel. They're in the building. What's up, boys?
Happy birthday, Lawrence. Thank greatest you. Man America has ever created and produced, Lawrence
Congratulations.
Holmes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence
it's
Holmes
either Dr.
Day.
King or Dr. Holmes. I'm not sure which.
Wait, hold on. So let's. Where are we? First Monday in June. All right, of course, it's Lawrence Holmes Day.
Yeah, obviously.
Sounds like it. Like, just, well, you know, it'll end up happening. Then they'll just be the mattress sales, and then people will just mix
right.
the mattress sales for my day
Seriously.
In with Juneteenth. And, you know, it'll just end up being a whole thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Have people co-opted Juneteenth?
Oh, Speaks. Man,
I saw one thing, but I couldn't
tell. It's a
great
time to buy an appliance.
I couldn't tell if it was a fake meme or not, the thing that I saw.
There have been Juneteenth meals that have been served.
Oh,
or it's a tricky thing. People are trying to learn, so I want to try and give them grace.
What's a Juneteenth meal?
It's
exactly
sushi.
What I'm thinking
sushi.
Of.
Sushi. Yeah.
What's traditional?
That'd be a much better choice, Danny.
Oh,
it'd be a much better choice. But yes, people have they've learned about this thing, and they do want. I applaud the people that are trying to be like, hey, this is because honestly, Juneteenth as a day should be a national holiday. Like, it should be something that we as Americans are very proud about. But
yeah,
but as what happens with whether it's Lincoln's birthday or President's Day or Martin Luther King Day,
mattress sales,
it just, you know, people end up doing stuff with it. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, we took that. We used to take that very seriously. I mean, think about how serious the debate about a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was.
Oh yeah, it was a big deal.
Where you had states that were like, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, it's a day off. Off in a day to get a mattress.
Yeah, no, I've always, you know, sometimes every once in a while people will say, hey, happy Yom Kippur. And I'll be like, that is not a happy day.
It's a day of atonement.
Yeah, it's right? A day. Yeah. Basically, I'm apologizing for things all day long and we're remembering, you know, some terrible, terrible things. But I mean, happy Yom Kippur to you too. I mean, really.
Yeah, right. And to you.
And also with you.
I just Googled it because I couldn't remember what store it was, and you certainly don't want to falsely label this. There was at a Walmart in Florida.
Oh, no. Yeah,
on the anniversary.
I believe it.
You can just stop right there.
Lawrence, this is like so ridiculous, though, man. A Walmart in Florida. On the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, they had stacked the
not in the towers, Danny.
In
please.
Two towers.
Oh, my God.
For Coke Zero.
What?
With the banner over it that says, "We will never forget."
Oh, God.
And then they had regular Coke and Diet Coke, like the red and the gray. Made up as like it was an American flag behind the towers.
Oh my God.
With a big sign that says $3.33 for a 12-pack.
Okay, so
we will never forget.
Don't you remember when The Onion did their fake September 11th promo? Oh my God. It's a fake Subway promo and it's 2-foot-long subs for $9.11.
Oh.
You will never forget this deal. And the picture is 2 tall Subway subs. And it shows like some random dude literally flying in towards the towers to eat the Subway subs. Fly on in for September 11th. Like they just
at least
went.
That's The Onion.
That's The Onion.
This is one of the biggest companies
in
the
America,
world.
Right. And you're right. In the world. Like how does this, how many levels do you think this went through?
I don't know.
Because you think it has to be the managers of the store, right? So did it go high enough to like the regional manager?
Right. Did Coca-Cola sign off on it?
I'm sure Coca-Cola said no to something like that. And then you got to imagine like the person who's stocking and stacking.
Right. Who is the person that got crates of Coke Zero products and was like, you know what, this would work.
And I wonder if there was even one soul that said, this is a terrible idea. We shouldn't do this. And they were shouted down.
Yeah.
They were shouted down. And then it went viral on the internet and they were like, I told you it was a terrible idea.
Oh, that's awful.
So, oh, it's terrible.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's absolutely terrible.
So I was just walking through the offices of our fine sister station there, WBBM, and they have a little candy basket that of stuff that they bring and have for each other.
Yeah, they sometimes have, like, Oreos and stuff in there, too.
I know, and occasionally I've said, hey, do you mind if I have one? And they're always like, of course, please, you know, you're the score, of course. So I just grabbed this. I had never seen this. The individual Rolo. Snack size Rolo.
What?
It's 3 Rolos side by side by side, as opposed to the traditional log
tube of
the tube of Rolos stacked on top of each other. This is a small snack size Rolo with 3 side by side by side. That is the first time I've ever seen that item in my particular life.
I love that.
Right?
Oh, so I got to ask, because I noticed that it's empty.
It is empty.
So, and I noticed that I didn't get a Rolo.
There were 3 of them
in
there.
So I would think.
I just had one and I threw the other 2 out.
From my memory of Rolos, like, yeah. I felt like I needed the whole tube. Like, do you feel satisfied or would it be like a Pringle? Like, because you only have 2 or 3 Rolos.
No.
I feel like that might not be enough Rolo.
I think actually it was great.
Really?
I think 3 felt very representative of a Rolo's experience.
Okay.
And I did eat them individually. I felt like I had a three-bite experience, which is not normal for a snack-size candy bar, right? That's usually a two-bite kind of experience for the most part.
Yeah, or one. Yeah. Just pop a whole mini Snickers in there at once. Okay.
So, Lawrence, I'm offering that just for our listeners' edification.
Knowledge. That's good to know, actually. It's a good little pick-me-up. He also does a great job on MLB Network.
Rolo?
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. It's fantastic.
This is Robert Lopez, right? See, I got it. Took me a little
good
while.
Good job.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
Appreciate
it. Sierra is doing a nice job. Sierra Santos.
Are we
she's
back?
She's doing a great job.
She's doing a great job.
Are we reconvening now after Broadcaster Roulette? I saw Mark Brady, the fine television producer, tweet a picture of him and Len Casper back together again as they did a game. I don't even know what game they did and for who. They were working together, but like it was Casper on TV over the weekend, Amin and AJ doing Cubs Cardinals on Saturday night with Benetti gone for 2 days. It was chaos. Boog on radio, but up the dial last night. It was confusing.
I had this experience a couple weeks ago when I filled in for Chuck, where it's Ozzie was the only constant. It was Lynn and Gordon on the call and me hosting pre and post with Ozzie.
that's
just
not the team.
Scramble everyone around.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're a big market, you're a big city, and your broadcast talent is elite. You get scooped up.
Yeah, it's a slight inconvenience at times
to
the audience, but overall it's a huge net positive. Right? A disaster.
It's another problem in my life you don't have empathy for.
I mean,
okay. Like it's a pretty good thing that like you can go from Jason Benetti to Lynn Casper.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That
was good.
It's pretty good.
Like that works out really well.
I was actually fine.
Yeah, you survived.
I was totally okay. Yeah.
My mom helps my dad like find where all the games are, and she did text me and she's like, "Where's the Cubs game?"
Yeah, yeah.
She you know, and I was like,
on Saturday.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's on Fox, and she was like, Fox Sports 1? I was like, no, like regular Fox.
Fox.
I got
NFL. That's what we should call it. We should call it NFL Fox.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, like I was at that game Saturday night. The vibes were really, really good. And I know that they're not a good team, the Cubs, and they lost. And I left right after Patrick Wisdom struck out in the bottom of the ninth. Had a lovely night. And I missed the 10th inning debacle, which worked out well. As far as I was concerned,
They did a great show, 10th inning debacle.
Yeah.
They were really, really great at Shubas.
It was an extremely satisfying evening of baseball on a beautiful night with Caleb Killian's debut and Christopher Morel getting a couple of big hits. When Morel got that hit in the 6th inning to tie it at 3, and Contreras is right behind him, there is there's an energy between those two right now.
Speaks, I was saying it yesterday on Twitter. I think if they stick around, that you could have, you know, you could have an Elvis Andrews type thing going on here, where you have the veteran player and the young kid. But the problem is that I don't know if Wilson's going to be here.
No,
he's not going to be.
I don't think he's going to be. But so for right now, the vibes between them are pretty cool, and like the whole atmosphere of the weekend, I know it was very undersold and underpopulated, and that is a massive issue that will get discussed. And of course, they lost the series, but still, the vibes were good, and I had a good time, and yeah. I think a lot of people
weekend. Like, I know you think that I have been fairly cynical, pragmatic, whatever you want to call it, about like this current version of the Cubs. I find it tough to get excited about. Like we've talked to Jed about it. Like I'm honest with them, and like, man, you guys right now are a product of your own success. When you have the 5 winningest years in the history of your franchise, spend record money, transform the ballpark, and win the World Series, it's tough for me to be like, yo, the Myrtle Beach team is killing it.
The Pelicans are awesome.
Like, it's hard for me personally, and I think a lot of Cubs fans.
Hey, PCA homered at South Bend for the first time.
But I got to say, Cubs Cardinals, some pretty clean baseball. Enough likable young pieces where you're talking yourself into Morel mattering, certainly Thompson and Steele and Killian.
Matt, and there's Matt Swarmer with 2 quality starts. Right, like,
this was probably the purest like Cubs weekend so far this season. You know, like you care about the opponent, You respected the product that they put out there. There were enough young things to get yourself excited for. I cared about the results this weekend.
Yeah,
I did.
It's interesting. It's interesting because to me, there's the backdrop of the future for every single thing that I watch with them.
Absolutely.
And so that lens is kind of always there as some intrigue. But I guess that's what I'm feeling is that level of it too for this particular weekend because it doesn't bring that to you. This season has not brought that kind of feeling to you on a daily basis, like this game matters and this result matters and all
because
of that.
Because it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. But overall, yeah, it's interesting. So you felt it a little bit more this weekend. And I saw enough of the future and felt enough of the future there to have it feel kind of tangibly exciting and positive.
Wait, do we win the lottery since you saw the future?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
That'd be sweet.
Sorry about that, man.
That'd be sweet.
I can say the Bears are going to go 7-10, though. I can. That's
okay.
What I saw.
All right. So
I'll take the under. I'll take the under on that one, too.
Well, that was one of the things I talked about on the show today, and I took a couple phone calls on it, that you have to now like look at the Cubs in a different way because now there's all the evidence you need. Like, oh, well, they're not going to be competitive. Okay, cool. So where do you find the joy? And I think that there's at least enough to make a Cubs fan go, that's interesting, or that player's interesting. And the development of Keegan Thompson is something that I'm fascinated by. What do you turn him into? Is he a guy, a rotational starter, or is he a high-leverage reliever? Because I think that both of those things are viable options for him.
It's funny because Thompson really wants to be a starter.
Of course he does, because that's where you're going to get paid.
Right. But he has said all the right things, and he even like segued back to saying the right things after his good start over the weekend. But he loves that people are hurt and he has to pitch. Right now in the rotation, he's like, yep, this is where we are for a little while. Thank you very much. But of course, I'll do anything.
Guess I'm going to be stretched out.
Exactly.
Look at me getting my arm ready.
Yeah.
I'm impatient, man, with it.
I understand that too, Danny.
I agree with everything you just said. He's a piece that matters. It's exciting. How they are doing it with like the pitching infrastructure, which they're hoping to be able to actually draft and develop internal pitchers, which they did exactly zero times in Theo Epstein's regime, right? Like all of that matters, but it still is harder to care. And you're seeing it. Like, I'm not the only one. Like, they didn't top 32,000 fans for a single game for a 5-game Cubs-Cardinals series on a weekend in the summer with good weather.
Beautiful weekend.
Like, 32,000 with Cardinals fans there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so we're not the only ones who are noticing this. So we can talk all of the things that you guys are saying about the baseball side of it's true. Morel's streak is remarkable.
It's really insane.
Like, it's a great story. It's a likable story, but
he's an energetic player, too, and I think that lends itself to kind of where they are.
It's likable.
Yeah, very much so.
Absolutely, but it's just, it's different now. Like, we would be talking about Morel and Thompson and Steele and Killian and Swarm, we'd be talking about them differently if this was 2014.
Yeah. Oh, you were picturing everything else that was coming, or you're hoping that everything else was coming.
Like it to me, and maybe not for everybody else, but to me, it is all through that lens of, man, the bar is just higher now. It is just a simply higher bar.
No, it absolutely is. Right. Things have changed. Things have changed. And I watched it happen to Red Sox Nation with my father and old friends after they got there. And then we've watched it happen with this Cubs fan base. Absolutely.
Doesn't mean you're not excited about Caleb Killian's debut. You are. Or Crow Armstrong, right? You're excited about all of it. But like it in order to say good player or good trade or success or like really traffic and hope, I just personally think you need to see more. But it was like I say all of that and then say, hey man, it's an entertainment product. And when I was watching this weekend, I was entertained.
I too was entertained, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens in terms of how they greet next spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because how they greeted this spring was openly saying to everyone, we're not gonna be that good and that's okay. because we're doing a build. We're calling it a rebuild. No, we're whatever you call it, blah, 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 all that stuff. But to openly greet the spring with like, that's not the way they're going to greet the spring next year. I don't think they're going to be able to market themselves with that. They're going
to have to win the offseason next year.
They're going to have to. They're going to. I think they're going to hit next spring as a hopeful team on the rise with dreams of contending, and they'll make moves to do it, and that'll be part of what they sell as they greet next spring.
I hope you're right. You know, I go off Vegas numbers for like preseason expectations.
Mm-hmm.
They were real low last year. They were real low this year. And while I assume they will have another big signing or two, like they did with Suzuki and Stroman, and Bob Nightingale, we'll talk about it, you know, reporting that they're going to land one of the big shortstops, and this year would have felt different if they would have landed Correa, certainly. I look at all of the pieces that they have here. You see a bunch of like high-end talent, because those are the types of things, like you need four or five guys there to be like, that's a blue chipper. That's a guy who can win a Cy Young. That's a guy who can hit 40 home runs to like put together a roster and say, yeah, this team can win 85 or more games.
No, I don't see that right now.
I don't either. And so it's tough to acquire multiple of those guys in one offseason.
I see a lot of people auditioning to be extra pieces and kind of, you know, auxiliary things like that.
You need your core.
Like, yeah, you do.
You need a core of stars to have preseason expectations, or at least a core of high upside guys.
Guys, Nick Madrigal.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, see?
That guy.
That was some weak ground balls he hits.
Oh, it's some weak ground balls he hits, and some weak ground balls that he lets go off the glove and go into center field, too. And some bad base running moments. I mean, you know what he is. You know what he is.
And he did the thing last week that annoyed the bleep out of me. And watching him do it for the Cubs did the same thing. There's a play at second base. The ball gets there before the runner.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to tag. He lets the guy slide in instead of understanding there might be a little bit of contact. Young man, you got to get your face in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. And put the glove down. Just like, that's that same BS he was doing at 35th and Shields.
Imagine watching that guy in college and being like, that's a number two pick. That's a number two overall.
It's frustrating. Number four, maybe? I thought four.
Top
maybe
five.
Maybe he was number two, but I thought it was four.
Maybe it was four. Either way.
You know what bothers me?
But looking at the overall, it's one thing to look at the contact skills and think the bat can grow.
Yes.
But if you watch a few games, the instincts didn't look magically better than this
speeds
at Oregon.
He's a one-tool hitter.
It's crazy.
And I think that people, like, they created this kind of, oh, well, he's so smart. And like, why do you say that when you're watching him play? Like, what, it's almost like they had to create a narrative about him as a player because he was a small one tool player.
Yeah. So
it's like,
weird.
Oh, he's got a good glove. No, he doesn't. He can't throw really either. He doesn't run the bases well, and he doesn't hit for power. What does he do? Well, he's got bat to ball skills with weak contact.
I mean, how different is this White Sox thing if they don't flat out miss on Carson Fulmer and Nick Madrigal and Zach Collins, although he did turn into Reese McGuire. But it's like, I mean, that's three first round fails. And can you imagine having blue chippers in two of those spots? Carson Fulmer should be Walker Buehler, you know.
That would
help. His teammate from Vanderbilt. They took the wrong guy from Vanderbilt in that draft. Whoops. Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops-a-daisy.
Whatever. Happy birthday. I should have brought you a Rolo. Should have brought you an individual Rolo from up.
Happy birthday, Mike.
There
Thank
it is.
Thank you very much.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. And you didn't even bring up Luis Gonzalez. You know, National League Rookie of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I forgot that.
Or the guy that grew up in their clubhouse that they didn't draft.
Alec Thomas?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know.
There have been some misses.
I love the deadpan Danny. There have been some misses.
Yeah, there have been some misses. That's true. When you put it in a list form like that, it does really crystallize the number of misses. Still, hey, TA was selling you hope, man.
He was.
He was selling you hope.
I thought he was really good. I enjoyed talking with him. And I just like him. It's one of those players that makes it very easy to root for. Is him.
Yes, absolutely. I hope he's right. I hope he's right.
And I hope that he's healthy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I hope he's back soon.
Because they could use him, but thank God it's burger time. Thank God it's burger time, man. Because Burger Time went out here and won a series.
Yeah, he did.
And Andrew Vaughn, man.
Andrew Vaughn's a beast.
Those guys get hit. Unfortunately, the high-profile guys can't. But, yeah, you know,
the Grandal thing was on display this weekend.
Hey, what
too.
A check swing, though.
Oh, that great excuse what? Me, two-run single.
Hey, he shows up at the box score as he drove in two and got
oh
a hit.
Oh, God.
Liner in the scorebook, boys.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
You know what? You're a liner in the scorebook, Lawrence.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Mm. You're a hard line drive into the gap.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Stretch that double into a triple the rest of your birthday, sir.
I'm going to do my best to do that. I appreciate the birthday wishes. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, man, have a good day. We have Zach Miller, former Bear, friend of the show, on today at 4 o'clock. And just a ridiculously long list of hilarious audio. So we will get to that and all of the baseball from the weekend, of course, as well. So have a good one, man. Happy birthday. Tanny's Open kicks us off. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.